time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' overtime win in Cincinnati.
That was exciting. That was a great football game. Everything wasn't great about the game performance-wise, and there's plenty of things to look at and pick apart, things that we'll be working hard to improve on without question. But that's a great win against a team that was playing at a high level. I got to give Joe Burrow and their offense, you know, number one, number five, number 88, number 89, number 30, number 31, all their guys credit, because that's a very potent offense, and they showed it today. And I'm proud of our guys for getting the stops when they did, when we needed to find a way to win the game. And I'm proud of our guys to keep believing, keep fighting, and ultimately winning the game. What questions you have?
John, you guys have talked all along, you're going to stand by Justin Tucker. You believe in him, you trust he's going to make the next one. See him kind of step up in that situation, drill that, did that kind of verify everything you've said the whole time?
I just so proud of him. You know, just so proud of Justin. That's not an easy kick by any stretch, and he drilled it. You know, you saw later, not an easy kick. A lot of wind up there, and protection was outstanding. Proud of our guys for getting us in field goal range. I'm proud of the defense at the end for getting that stop at the end of overtime to keep them backed up at the edge of field goal range, making the kick tougher. That was a big deal at that point.
About Lamar, like plays he makes out like this, seems to know everybody.
I mean, it speaks for itself. You know, I never cease to be amazed, but I'm always amazed. You know, and I just think so much of him. I think so much of his work ethic and then just the way he plays the game, it's unparalleled. You know, he made plays, got himself out of trouble, got the ball thrown away. So many unsung plays where he saved us lost yardage situations and came through. So many plays where he moved around and found guys like Zay Flowers who just stepped up here that were working so hard. I mean, I tell you, our guys are in shape, man. It was hot. We were in no huddle. And our guys continued to take advantage of the opportunity of fatigue, knowing that both sides are fatigued, and to lock in and execute in those situations. I saw Zay make plays. I saw Rashad Bateman make plays, Mark Andrews, Isaiah, all those guys are running backs. I mean, you just got to hand it to the guys for the grit. I mean, that was a grit win.
John, what does it say about the defense? Kind of lit up all afternoon, yeah. And then Marlon makes that play, and then the play you just referenced to push them back on the field.
Yeah, it says a lot. It says everything you need to know about their character and their ability to get the job done. It also says that we got a lot of work to do, you know, and we got to continue to improve. But I'll also say it is a National Football League. So, you know, we know we chase perfection. You know, we expect to do a much better job against the pass than we had and than we did today. They made a lot of tight throws. I mean, all those stop throws were well covered in the first half. Then there were times that guys were a little more open than we need them to be. But and that's something we got to work on. You know, we're not there with our pass defense yet. But they got the stops when they needed to, Brian, to get the win. And I'm proud of them about that because, that, again, goes back to that grit part.
How big were you scored quickly, you know, in the second half after they went up, those two drives to be able to get up, you know, quickly and kind of answer it?
It did turn out to be big because, you know, they had the long drives. I mean, they burned up, I think, about 7.5, 8 minutes on the first drive, and then they burned up 6 or so minutes on the second drive. Then their third one, they hit the pass, you know, they kind of split us in there in a fire zone, made a great play with Chase, great player making a great play. That was a quick one. But we went down and scored in a couple minutes, I think, on each drive. It was just a shootout. I mean, it was just a flat-out shootout in the second half.
John, you talk all about the time. People use the word closer for Derek. Kind of is that one example? I mean, you guys were in 2 minutes, like, a lot of the second half, so he didn't, you know, like, to get in the ball in that spot.
No doubt. I mean, they came out, and they were determined to stop the run in the first half, and they loaded up the box, and we made some plays against it. But, you know, we still tried to run against it, but they had a bunch of guys up there, and we still did okay. Then we went to the no huddle, and that broke things open just a little bit, like you said. And then for him to still be there and to finish it the way he did, you know, is a statement. I think it's probably an apt term.
What did you see from Lamar? I mean, when you're down 10 entering the fourth quarter and you see Lamar and everything, what was kind of his demeanor? Did you sense anything from him?
Lamar's demeanor was strictly, you know, let's get back out there and win the game. Let's get back out there and go score a touchdown. That's all he thinks about. He is like this. Even when he comes off after making a great play, he's like this. He's looking straight ahead, back to his spot on the bench. Look at the plays. Know he's got to go back. He's got to make another. He's got to go score again. He is amazing. And I think I would say that about all of our guys, and he's definitely the leader, won't you say, Zay? But it's all of our guys have that mindset. But this guy's one kind. He's one of a kind competitor.
No matter what happens, no matter what goes on, he's going to keep the same mindset.
Yeah. Yep.
Was he? Did you get close enough to him after that overtime fumble to know that he was still optimistic? I mean, it was looking pretty grim right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we all, you know, you go into a dark place for a minute. There's no doubt about it. But our defense stepping up and getting a stop is, you know, it wasn't over. You know, it wasn't over. It didn't say we weren't walking off the field yet, you know. So our guys just kept fighting, got the stop. Proud of them for that. Because, you know, sometimes teams will pop runs right there. And we did. We popped a run. And we stopped them from doing that. Probably the difference in the game.
John, guys expecting them to run three straight lines? I mean, were you expecting them to commit to kicking that?
We didn't know. But I thought what they did was smart. You know, I can understand what they were trying to do there.
It's a little confusing late in the second quarter from you guys using timeout on 3rd and 10. Like, you know, going into the locker room in a half, you guys pretty much dominated for a good bit.
We definitely, you know, you can go play two ways. I'll say I got kind of aggressive. You know, I was kind of believing in the. I wanted to go for it. I thought, you know, it's going to be a high scoring game. I feel like our offense can get this. You know, I didn't necessarily expect to be 3rd and 10 in all honesty, but at that point in time, I just felt like, you know what, let's go for it here. Let's see if we can get it done. Was it a little over-aggressive? I think you could probably argue that. Looking back on it, I probably would argue it. I just felt like I felt like we needed it, and I thought we'd get it.
John,
I thought we'd have a chance to get it.
John, you said you never stopped believing, but when they're driving, before the Marlin turnover, and looked like they were driving to set up for another score, what was kind of – what were you thinking at that point?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You said you never stopped believing, but it did look kind of dire when were – before the Marlin turnover. Yeah. What were you thinking before that Marlin turnover?
I don't remember. I remember it was kind of dark. But I remember I looked at my sheet right here. I looked down there, and I saw the most important line on my whole sheet. It says, the victory belongs to the Lord. So, there you go. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.